Blog Talk Radio.
I got up early this morning so I could walk the floor. I got to hit the street, 'cause there's a wolf outside my door. The bill collector's calling, and my kids need better shoes. Gonna go to church on Sunday, 'cause I got nothing left to lose. And it's a good day. Good day for the blues. It's raining cats and dogs outside, and I'm looking for a job. The man I work for laid me off. It's a good day. It's a real good day for the blues. Things are getting better. The check is in the mail. I just threw my last dime in the wishing well, and it's a good day, a real good day for the blues.
This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and welcome to my first edition of Gail's Blues Joint. I started this simply because people who had the blues going to work on Monday morning, but it's not to give you the blues, it's just to help you through it. I'll make a few announcements before I get on with the show. On June the 15th, Lamont Carey and Councilman Marion Berry are presenting the Ward 8 Book Festival in Southeast Washington, D.C. I will be there. It's from 10 to 4 p.m. So anybody who wants to come out and get my books or any of the other authors' books, local authors, I don't know how far away these authors are going to be coming, but any local authors, come out and see us. That's Saturday, June the 15th at 10 to 4 p.m. It's on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue next to the Brick Chair. You can't miss it. It's a great big fenced enclosure right there on the corner of Chicago and Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. All right, so I'm going to get on with the show and hope you enjoy everything that I play.
Make her feel good. without a tear running down my back. then I kneel down and I pray.
I said thank you.
I said thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. For giving me the strength to do what I needed to. Then I got myself together and I called up one of my old friends. I said, Shirley, woman to woman, can we sit down and can we talk for a while? She said, Jackie, thank you.
at the casino. She lost all her money. She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you wanna do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2. Oh, until the next time I see you. But these last $2. To hear me some blues, gotta hear me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here. My man had been treating me right. I came here to try to catch him, yeah. Cause he'd been sneaking around every night.
But I got
over here, yeah, got caught up in this scene, and I put all of my money in that doggone gambling machine. The casino lost all the money, yeah. She said, don't feel sorry, don't feel sorry, honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. $2 until the next time I see you.
But these last
$2, I'm not gonna lose. These last
$2,
I'm not gonna lose. Don't for my bus fare, or the one for the jukebox to hear me some blues.
Here's
some blues. All right. These are $2.
That's Johnny Taylor, Last $2. My last $2 at the casino, I hit the jackpot. Before that, Lillian Boudet, You Got the Right Key, But the Wrong Keyhole. Jackie Neal, Right Thing, Wrong Man. J. Paul Jr., She Like That Wood. And the top, Carla Thomas, Stop, Look What You're Doing. Okay, I'm going to go over what I had announced at the beginning of the show about the book fair. In my haste, I may have made a few errors there. The book show is going to be June the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C. It's presented by Lamont Carey and Council Member Marion Barry. That's June the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please come out and support your local authors. I will be there signing my books as well. Hope to see all you guys there too. We're going to get right back into the music.
This is a Chris Smithers song from a long time ago. But like a good thing, it keeps getting better with age. Love me like a man.
you send him home. If you see my one-eyed man, please won't you send him home. You see, I haven't had a peaceful night since my one-eyed man's been gone. When I had that one-eyed man, I didn't know just what I had. See, but when I had that one-eyed man, I didn't know just what I had. I used to treat him so mean. I used to treat him oh so bad. Now I used to pick a fight just to see that one-eyed man cry. I used to pick a fight just to see that one-eyed man cry. Girl, I used to think it was so funny to see him crying out one eye. One thing I can say about him, that one-eyed man sure looked out for me. One thing I can say about him, that one-eyed man sure looked out for me. He didn't believe nothing that he heard, and only half of what he'd see. But one day my one-eyed man went out and found him a one-leg girl. Then my one-eyed man went out and found him a one-leg girl. Now I don't think that's very funny, 'cause that thing really rocked my world. I don't get mad, I get even, and I'm too mean to cry. Don't get mad, I get even, and I'm too mean to cry. So I caught the two of them together, and I closed his other eye. Now that one-legged girl swung her crutch at me, and she was about 6 feet tall. That girl swung that crutch at me, and she was about 6 feet tall. So I reached and got my 2x4. Now she ain't got no legs at all. Now everybody's wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, my friends keep wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Well, I'm not worried. I said I'm not worried. I'm not worried, yeah, 'cause she can't run and he can't see. What the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, my friends keep wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, but I'm not worried. Ha, 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 I said that I'm not worried. I'm not worried, 'cause she can't run and he can't see.
Got in my car to go for a morning drive. life in front of me. As I was driving behind him, he pulled in at the Holiday Inn, went around and parked in the backyard of the hotel. Got out and went inside, picked up a key, went down the hall to a lonesome room. You know what I did? Went around to the window, got down on my knees where I could peep in and see. And as I was looking in, I saw my wife took off that lovely dress I bought her last week. Then she reached down and took off those pantyhose. A pain hit me in my heart, tears came in my eyes. All I could do was stand and cry, peeping through the window. Oh Lord, I was and tapped me on the shoulder. He said, son, I'm gonna lock you up. I said, why? He said, you a peeping Tom. I said, no, sir. Come here, officer. Take a look through the window. Come on, tell me what you see. He peeped and he looked at me and he said, is that your wife? I said, yes, sir. He says, you got troubles in your home. I said, uh-uh. All the troubles I got tonight, it's right here in this hotel room. By that time, I looked down at the policeman. His thing was hard, and my thing was hard. And we standing side by side, tears in my eyes. We standing there, peeping through the window. I'm going home. I went on home with tears in my eyes. And after I got there, a few minutes later, my wife walked in. She had a smile on her face like she never had before. And she looked at me and she told me, she said, oh, I'm leaving. Leaving in the morning. She told me believe in, and all I wanted to know was why. What's wrong with me? She looked at me and she said, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but if you want to know, I'm going to tell you now. She looked at me, she said, Roy, oh Roy, listen to me. I got to tell you all before I go. She looked at me, she said, your thing is too short. Ow! Fell out on the floor. I couldn't take it no more. I said, I know what I'm gonna do. In the morning, I'm going down to see Dr. John to get some pills to make this thing grow. All I need is just a few more inches, and everything will be alright. Got those pills, but you don't know what I found when I looked down. My thing was still short. Woo! Peeping through the window, peeping through the glass. Blind. Oh, she don't know I was sleeping. She was inside and my best friend. Me and the policeman standing there.
Secondhand furniture store, and I think my prices are fair. Cause this real cheap guy I know came in one day, saw this chair he wanted to buy, but he wouldn't, claimed the price was too high. So I looked him straight in his eyes, and this was my reply. If I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit down on it. I ain't gonna give it away. Now, darling, if you want it, you're gonna have to buy it. And I mean just what I say. Now, how'd you like to find this waiting at home for you every night? Only been used once or twice, but it's still nice and tight. Wow! So if I can't sell it, I'm gonna keep sitting on it. I ain't about to give it away. Now, you can't find a better pair of legs and ties, and a back like this, oh, not for miles around. And that is why, if I can't sell it, I'm going to recline upon it. Why should I give it away? Because it's made for comfort, built for wear and tear. Where else would you find such a easy chair? Whoa! But if I can't sell it, darling, I'm gonna sit down on it. I don't see the need to give it away, because it's lush, plush, slick and sleek. Darling, a high class piece like this at any price is cheap. So if I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit back down on it. Why should I give it away? Now, look at this nice bottom. Ain't it easy on the eye? Guaranteed to support any weight or size. Whoa! But if I can't sell it, I'm just gonna keep sitting on it. Don't ask me to give it away. Running to me. Now this is not St. Vincent de Paul's place. This is Ruth's place. Read my lips. No free trip. And you can look at me and see that I have not been starving, darling. Now, I have a few diamonds that I haven't even taken off the dust lately. Now, you are not getting anything around here for free. Show me the color of your money. Goodbye.
Well, all right, that was Ruth Brown. If I can't sell it, I'll keep sitting on it. Before that, R.C., Peeping Through the Window. Irene Reed, One-Eyed Man. Irma Thomas, It's Raining. And at the top, Bonnie Raitt, Love Me Like a Man. It's getting down to the wire, almost the end of the show, so I'd like to send out that announcement one more time for the Ward 8 Book Festival in Southeast Washington, D.C., on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast. And that's up from the big chair on Martin Luther King Avenue. I don't know the exact address, but once you see that big chair, just keep coming up. There's a great big fenced-in enclosure, a black iron gate fence. That's where the book festival will be June the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's presented by Lamont Carey and Council Member Marion Berry. So please, come on out and support us local authors. And there are going to be vendors there. We're going to have a great day, a good day. See you guys next Sunday. Don't forget my show, Bringing Sexy Back, every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Every first Friday of the month, I do Open Topic. The last Friday of the month, I do my musical interlude. So stick around. This is the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If I played something you enjoyed, I'm happy. And if I didn't, I'm still happy. See you guys next week. Enjoy. Oh, and tomorrow's a holiday, so I don't think anybody has the blues this evening. But I sure hope you enjoyed my show. Good night.
I can understand how it might be kind of hard for you to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know that I loved you better. Your own kin, dear.
Thank you, everybody, and good night. And remember, the Ward Egg Book Festival in Southeast D.C., June the 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., presented by Lamont Carey and Council Member Marion Barry. Good night.